Okay, we're up to the mission of Avtes Samad Al. So the mission, Nochem Achleikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Silul. Beis Shammai, Yemin and Beis Shammai says, Ein Meilichin Es Hasulim. You're not allowed to move a ladder. And there are two kinds of ladder. There's a ladder that's meant stomp to get take it upstairs if you want to fix the roof or something. And then there were special ladders made for chicken coops. So Beis Shammai, and we'll see from the Gemara, what kind of ladder is he talking about over here? But Beis Shammai says, Ein Meilichin Es Hasulim. You're not allowed to move the ladder Meshevich l'shevich, from one chicken coop to another chicken coop. Aval matei mechalein l'chalein. It's already leaning there. We're not sure yet what kind of ladder we're talking about. If it's already leaning on one side of the coop, you can move it to the other side. That you can do. And beisil matin im l'chatchila to move the ladder to there, says Rashi. Eimer lichin es hasulim. Right now we thought sulam yuchle kach a special ladder v'nikashu sheshevich. We can recognize. It's a recognizable ladder. That's why beisil is matin, because nobody's going to make a mistake thinking that you're no matter aina, you're thinking you're trying to fix a roof. And yet, Bishamai is still Machmed. Bishamai in Farbi Gemara, he asks, why is he asked? Afa pishu bo little geizel zirayantiv. He still asks, we'll soon see why. Mechalein lechalein. You want to just tilt it from one to another, says Rashi, bo oise shevich atzvi, the same coop. She came derech shevich liyaz boi mechitzat harbi, many walls, kain lechol zug vizug, and there's another nest in every corner. Mechalein lechol kain lechain. There's a window for every nest. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? What's the machleik of Shaman Hill? There's a few different ways of understanding. First, Amar Abchonan Barami, machleik is b'shusat Abim. The machleik is when you have to carry through it, b'shusat Abim. And what's b'shamai worry? We're talking about a ladder. The b'shamai, so b'shamai holds that haroya, somebody sees you transferring this ladder through the street. Everybody is in the street sees what you're doing. Oymed, they were going to think, l'hatiyah gaga yud sadeh, you're doing it to fix up your roof. So it's a case of marasayim. And Basil says, since we're talking about a specific ladder here, that's especially made for chicken coops, nobody's going to suspect that you're using it to fix your roof. Rather, the shape of the ladder obviously will tell people that you're not here to use it for your own personal need. You're here to take the chickens to there's no marasayim. Even Bishamai, who says, but in the privacy of your home, there's no marasayim. Freddie, what are you talking about? Any, anywhere with the chachamim asid. Mipnei maris ayin, afilu bechadir chadorim. Also, even bechadir chadorim. If something is asked as maris ayin, doesn't matter if it's in the privacy of your home. Maris ayin is also even in the privacy of your home. So, if there's an issue of maris ayin, that's the rule. Because we don't make distinctions. Because then people start taking leniencies. So there, associates of machlekes. So if Beis Shammai holds that in the street, you're not allowed to take it because of maris ayin. What about inside the house? Why is he allowing shizayachid?
One thing, there's no problem carrying.
Yom tif. Yes, looks like people think you're going to fix your you're going to take it to fix your roof. It's Maris Din, I'll fix your roof on Yom Tov. This where the Maris Ayin also applies in the privacy of your home is a Machlekes Tanoim. The time we learned, if you walked in the street and it rained on Shabbos, Shaitchen Bechama, you're allowed to take your coat off and hang it up outside in the sun, such a dry, on the privacy of your home. I will like your naked, I'm not in public, and people will think that you washed it, you laundered it on Shabbos. They asked it, but if it's raining outside, everybody knows it was just raining. It's you know,
still, when
you're
washing on the line, it looks like.
Yeah, but if you do on Shabbos after rain, you walk through a river or something. The puddles. Let's do Rashi. Anyway, so Rashin asked because he holds that maris ayin even inside your house. So he says machlekes. So Bishamai follows the opinion that says that there's no maris ayin in the privacy of your home. Rashi haroi yishum malichas carrying it. Oymel atiyah gagu. It's about you. Oitzim malach biyadu malach on yomtiv. It's maris ayin lehatiyah shayy tochin gagu. Same, but they used to cover it all the time with cement. L'fishalahayim mishapoin. Their roofs were not on a slope; were actually straight. They used to make a beam on it. Umishlam shemen. They used to use it like a floor. The fichar tochin nois we learn sukkah. That's why most sukkahs are made on the roofs. And therefore, they should put cement in it. They made it on a slope. The cement, so the water should the other shouldn't collect. It should actually run off. She is zayvu meima. The water should run off. Shayvich mechilav shayvich. Shasul mechir den shape it. Shunikas shayvich. The avos living on shingup. Muter shari ein adam nobody sees it. V'kashid rav and rav. That's next month. It's next month. Says Moravaiter, Ikidami, there's another version. And so this version is the whole machlekes is by Marasayin. We're talking about a ladder shaped, especially for Shevich. But Bishamai said there's still Marasayin involved there for Tzos. And Bishil says there's no problem. Which Rashi? That's the next Gemara. No, it isn't. The next Gemara. No. It's the next Gemara.
We haven't had Rav Chonon yet.
Yeah, it's the next Gemara. We hadn't had Rav, the first Rav yet. Okay, the Rashi. We ask a question. Rav Yudah says that there's marasayin even the privacy of your home. The kasha the Rav is a kasha from Rav and Rav and Rav Chama, Chonon. Avagavn, even though the Rav Amoyde, what he asked Kasha Rav Chanan from Rav, Rav is an Amoyde, and Rav Chanan is entitled to argue. Look at that, says it. And Makshim, me name it, Nesha Rabban Shako B'nei HaGoy Lahoy. Rav was not Stam Rav. He was a Nosif called Oyd, Chutz M'Shmul. Takes a quote to Rashi. So at that time, there were two G'dayle HaDoyle, two Nesim. We'll have a Gemara Gittin of Zion, I think it is. The Rav brought the whole Torah to Bavel, came from Rav. Rav did it. That's much more than just a God of Israel. The rest, the next 1,000 years at Eden were in bubble because of Rav. Tanoi yik, katan lekukavos, katan like him. Shogi b'chama, mishin, osho kebe dele, make shomim, the rain. Shoyit chum b'chami, la spread out, behain, noig milinks. That's a clue, make shomim, rain. Avalek and Eidom, shalai yem, lu kibs, and shabbat, he washed the shabbat. Alam, midi, mishum, atasayim, mutim, mokato, in the hidden place. Says, more of Aitin. Yik, idami, is another version. That is the machlekes. Amar Rav Chanan, but Ami in the Shus Rabim, everyone's worried about Zayin. The Machlekes is, so we're not talking about a ladder that's specifically made for Shavuot, we're talking about an ordinary ladder. So it's Maris Ayin, people might think you're correcting it. The Machlekes is whether it's Maris Ayin, the privacy of your home. Machlekes is the Yachid, Beshama, Easter, Beshama holds Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Beisil, less of Yehuda, Marav, Beisil says, I don't believe in Maris Ayin, the privacy of your home. Abel Beshus Rabim Divri Hakal Osef, Freddy Gemara, Lema, Rav, Domek, Beshamai. That means Rav, who holds that there's Maris Ayin in the privacy of your home. And Beshamai agree that there's Maris Ayin in the privacy of your home when you take a ladder in your house from the Shah to the Shaykh. How can it be that Rav should follow Beshamai? Says Gemara, Bem is a Tanoi, is a Machlekes, whether it's not just Mesil and Beshamai, is a Machlekes Tanoi, whether there's Maris Ayin in the privacy of your home. And Rav follows the opinion that says, that there is Maris Ayin, like Rav Shimon, in the privacy of your home. The Tanya Shoyche Becham Avleg Nerom Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Oysen the Asa. Says Rashi Rav and Becham Rav Chanan Kaparet. Look at Beisil Beshus Rabim. According to Rav Chanan, that he says Beisil is talking about Beshus Rabim. Asa Beshus Yoch. That everyone agrees Beshus Rabim is Asa. Don't make Beshus Yoch with his Marasayin. And Rav Chanan Rav Don't make Mokish Asu comes out according to Rav Chanan's version of the Machlekes. Rav who says that there is Marasayin is following Beshami. How can it be? Beat me about Elishah Beisil about Beshami. Who would leave Beisil to follow Beshami? Al Koch Le Beisil. If Beshus Rabim Mutim must be according to Beisil, there's no Marasayin involved because Beshus Rabim Mutim. Why? Because the ladder shape is obvious that it's for a shayvich. The shaykhim chiralam. The Yishu Rabim also. The Yachim. Okay, the din would be that if you're talking about an ordinary ladder, which is Rabim is also, and then how could it be that the Yachim mutter? How could it be that Beisil holds no masayin and Rav passing there is? Lahabi Amar Rav Lachon Shmai. We never said it. Tanoi claim it. Amalok Rav Chanan. Vaday Rav Sovar. Rav definitely personally holds that Beisil agrees with him that there is Maris Ayin, the privacy home. I feel which is Rav Mishari, and therefore, how does Rav learn Pshat Naam Mishnah? Rav has no Brei, but learn there's no Maris Ayin, because we're talking about a ladder that has a special shape. That's how Rav would learn this Mishnah. I feel which is Rav Mishari, Paul Galai, he argues me, but I'm trying to explain that even not according to Rav, we can learn the Machlekes. Obviously, this Tana who holds that you can spread it in your privacy home doesn't agree with Rav about Maris Ayin. He would learn the Pshat Mishnah that goof is the Machlekes, Bisham Basil. Basil holds no Maris Ayin in the privacy of your home. Those who hold the Maris Ayin also privacy. Your home will learn the Beis Hillel. Talking about there's no Maris Ayin here because even Shul Rabbim is mutter because the ladder makes it obvious. Even in privacy of your home. Yes, Mefarshim LeRav Kaparich VeAmelach Rav Tanoi. They're asking Rav Tanoi. VeLav Milsi does make sense. The Ma'ida Vusayi Rav Elazar B'Shimon Mok Beisil. If you already have a Machlek B'Sham Beisil, what's a Chiluk Rav Elazar B'Shimon? Was that any better? Ha B'Sham Inam Etuvu Ha Vein Alach Gemaisim. B'Sham is also a great man, and yet Alach is not like him. So if Rav Elazar B'Shimon say something, Alach is like him, we fall down to come. Says Gemara Vaitis. You're telling me that the Mishnah is arguing about carrying a ladder. Masnisin Loik Hai Tana does not follow the following Tana. That said, the Tanya, we learned another Brayse, said the following interesting thing. Amar Rav Shimon Lozer, Rav Shimon Lozer disagrees with that Mishnah. You learn the Machlekes is whether you're allowed to bring a ladder over, but everyone agrees you're allowed to tilt the ladder. I hold that the Moedim Beishamai, you may see little Shemai Lichin, as Asulim, Shavich, Lashavich. You are allowed to move a ladder from one Shavich to another Shavich. That's not the Machlekes. Once you obtain the chickens that you wanted to get, it's no longer Tzorech Yomtiv. Are you allowed to bring the ladder back to its original place? Because it's a Tirche, which is not necessary for food. And you finish the job, no right to. And basically, ladder, bring it back. Rashi, Masis and Tanya Malacha, someone picked the argument about transferring the ladder, Lavki, Tana, does not follow Tana, Tanya Malacha. Moedim, everyone agrees, and they should talk to Yomtiv between Yomtiv. I have a Shal Aliyah, okay, right. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, so you're telling me they're arguing about returning a ladder, but everyone agrees you're allowed to transfer the ladder. But Medvar and Mamurim, when do I hold that everyone agrees you're allowed to transfer the ladder? It's an obvious ladder made for the Shoivir. So there's no matter saying here, Aval Besulim Shal Aliyah, but if you're using an ordinary ladder, true, you don't want to use it for your roof to fix it, but you want to use it for a Shoivir. But there's Maris Aine. Then give it a Hakalasa, because I hold this Maris Aine even inside your house. Rabbi says, Mateyu mechalein lechalein. Not clear who Rabbi Deis is arguing with it. He's arguing with the very first Tanur, he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. But he's saying here that you're allowed to move it within the same chicken coop from one hole, one window to another opening to the next opening. Achedim aimin mishum Rabbi Deis, others say in Rabbi Deis, that af madrin boy, that if the ladder is mamish not next to the window, you're allowed to slowly make it like jump. You're allowed to make it move slowly, not to just carry it straight out, right? But move it slowly. Sorry?
Walking the
soul. Walking the soul, yeah. I know you. You pick it up and put it on, exactly. Rashi, I was a little bit of the amulet here, Gagwood said it's about a sign of the mud in the way you make a little rock far away, but I just don't can reach the Bahatoy by tilting. You tilt it from one window, you can't reach the other window. What do you do? Is mud in the rag with Zulum, you like make the legs of the feet of the ladder jump. Ma'at slowly. Said you want to write the story, but Ebchi and Nafi, the Kiyasa, the children of Kiyasa went out to the villages, Kiyasa, and they came back. So the father asked him, Klu, Maisa, Bali, Yetchan, why you did anything interesting happen? Any Shilas came up to you? Omlo, Sulum, Bali, Yadin, yeah, the Shilas. The shail of a ladder. Sorry?
We picked up a ladder.
Oh, yeah, okay, true. The shail of a sulam came to us. Bitanu, we matted it. And what was the case? The case was we were asked if you're allowed to move the ladder from a regular ladder that you use to climb the roof. Are you allowed to use it for a shevich? And we were matted it. Amal, you're matted it. So, chelak ha-mishnah ve-besil. So, va-osu ma-shei tartin. Go back and tell you made a mistake. What's going on here? Inu sova defo, forget our Mishnah, look at the Braise. Omar Rabbi Yehuda says, Besulim shall aliyah lepli. Rabbi Yehuda says that they're not arguing about a sulim. Everyone agrees that a sulim shall aliyah is also because of Maris Ayin, the whole machlek is by sulim shall shoivich. Miklal the Tanakama, sova pli. He must be the first Tana that disagrees. He holds our arguing even an ordinary ladder. Even that the Tanakama holds even ladder, and Hillel holds that even an ordinary ladder, you're allowed to move it. So I pass like Hillel and the Tanakama's version. However, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Well, it's wrong." Rabbi Yehuda, time made the Tanakama come before us. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain. But the Tanakama who says the Machleket B'Sham B'Sil, you're allowed to move a ladder. I'm talking about a ladder specifically made for Shavuot. But an ordinary ladder, everyone agrees not allowed to use. So therefore, go back and tell what's awesome. Mimai, how do I know they're talking about an ordinary ladder? Midiktoni Meilichin Es Hasulim M'Shavuot L'Shavuot. Because if you tell me that Tanakama understood that arguing an ordinary ladder, then why does it say mishayvich l'shayvich? It sounds like mishayvich. This is a ladder that's dedicated for shayvichim, and you're moving it from wherever it is to another place. According to you, it shouldn't have mentioned originally where it started from. Who cares? Should have said I'm taking a ladder to the shayvich. If you're talking about ordinary ladders, that I am talking about a dedicated ladder for shayvichim. That's the machlekes. But a new ladder, everyone agrees. You only use a ladder specifically made for shayvich. How did the Chum Chiyah learn? Meek Tani doesn't say sulam shal shayvich. It doesn't say the ladder of a shayvich. It says mis shayvich lo shayvich tani. A ladder that happened to be resting on one shayvich. It doesn't tell you it's a ladder specifically made for it. But I feel the kama shayvich. You're allowed to keep on moving it from shayvich to shayvich. That's what he's trying to say here. Rashi. The kiyosa, the kfarim leaders, the same. We went out to the villages to observe what's going on. So the boy then halacha sol shali l'shavu and meklal. The ram sava b'shal liya pli arguing about liya, and they're arguing why bechazor and moedim halacha, and they're arguing. Everyone agree. And how are they arguing? They're arguing l'chayda that everyone agrees you're allowed to take it to the shayvich. The only machlekes is whether there's a problem of chazor. Time that gam b'farish b'shal liya lekla matzah nobody's matir. The chiddush here is why is takatim shayvich l'shayvich? Tell you that you started out as a regular ladder, you put it to one shayvich, and you can continue transferring one shayvich to another. Not sure exactly what the chiddush is. Once you're allowed to move the ladder to a shayvich, what's the difference if it's one shayvich or many? That's one version. Yeah, exactly. It's all tzedek yontif for the gang of chickens. What's the big deal? I mean, what's the chiddush that if you're allowed to move the one shayvich, you're allowed to move it to many? So anyway, I think I have another version of the story. Omnulay said, Hatu Sulam Shalia, why don't you tilt the ladder of the Aliyah? They told him, Hitu Sulam Shalaliyah Boilim. He had a question about tilting the ladder. Vitanu, we allowed him to tilt the ladder because the Bishami holds no, but he's allowed to. Omnulam Tsuva, Osir Mashitatin, go ask it. Inusava, they thought, Madiko Osatanakama, Koshar Abdesa. But Abdesa said that you're allowed to tilt it. He's arguing with Tanakama. Tanakama says you're not allowed to. That you're allowed, that they're allowed to walk, and it says not allowed, you're not allowed to carry, but you're allowed to tilt. Everyone holds a lot of tilt. V'loi, my dekosho de lekam because Rabbi Yisrael is asking. Rabbi Yisrael is actually referring to Rabbi Yehuda, the sulam of a shayvich, not a regular sulam. That he's Rabbi Yisrael is being very machma that even the sulam of a shayvich, all you have to do is tilt it. Mashenging the sulam of Ali, you don't do anything. Not like you understood. Rashi, he tishnas Ali by licho the shayvich. It was a regular ladder, and all we're going to do is tilting it. My jam achshav bala treisim mechalachloin. You already brought the shayvich by day, and now you want to tilt it from one hole to another. So he thought that Deisa, who's saying you're allowed to tilt, but that's an argument, and he'll hold you out to. This is Tanakama Asid, a ladder, an ordinary ladder. Abdeisa saying, but you're allowed to what? You're allowed to tilt it. So therefore, I pass Rabbi Sil, then you're allowed to. The very first Tana, which we're not talking about here, a ladder. The Hainu Shal Shayvich Lahailik Kasir. Rabbi Deisa is talking about that the ladder made for Shevich and allowed to transfer. We're talking about a dedicated ladder for Shevich, and he said, you're not allowed to carry it, but you're allowed to tilt. But an ordinary ladder that goes to the roof can't even tilt. Okay, let me ask a question. Here we have Machlech Shaman Hill. It seems that Bishama is Machem Zil Mekel, when in the first mission it was the other way around, and it seemed that the Machlech, the principle of the Machlech is exactly the same. What's going on here? Abba Mate Mechal and Chalin, you're allowed to tilt it from window to window. Alma, what do we see from here? Beis Hill holds. Why are you allowed to move the ladder around? Because Simchas Yamtiv. That Gabi Simchas Yamtiv, Bishama is the one who's Machem, don't move the ladder, and Beis Hill is the one who's Mekel. Let me ask a question. We looked in the very first mission, but a minute, we looked in the Punk Faket. Hashaykh Chaybe Yamtiv, Yishekh Chayin, but that you can take a shovel and dig via chasse cover. And the way we learned the Gemara till now was the Chachila Bishama says that you can take it even though the shovel wasn't ready or anything else. You're allowed to do all these chilul Shabbat yamtiv because of Tzeirach Nefesh, because Simchas Yamtiv is so important. And Beis Hillel is the one who says Lo Yichad on Shach because he holds that Simchas Yamtiv is not that important. Elokein Hayla Afam Muchem, but unless he had sand prepared, he had already. If you shechted already, then your shovel's ready in the ground, so there's no Isser of Teichin, no Isser of Chayfer, no Isser of all those things. So Lochet, how's it fit in? In the first mission, Rabbi Yisrael is not worried about Sichas Yamtiv. In this mission here, he allows everything for Sichas Yamtiv. You're right. Swap around the opinions that what? That you have to work around. That this mission over here, Beis Hill's one that says that you're not allowed to move the ladder. Shammah one holds you are allowed to. Rashi Mukhlev, the Shitta Khan, Huchl, Shitas, and Tolahapa Divrem. You had to switch around the names over here in this mission, second mission here. Freddy Gemaramai, what's your kasha that you have to come along such a drastic Kiddush to swap the names around? Dilma, maybe you can't compare the two missionaries. Ad Kanle Ka'omri Beishamai Hosim. You know why Beishamai says, now the Gemara can change around the hope shot in the first mission. It's amazing. We lit the whole 9 block. We were happy to learn the mission one way. Now the Gemara is going to change and it's going to limit the heter of Beishamai. This that Beishamai said that you're allowed to shecht an animal and we don't care about the sand wasn't open ended. There's another condition tag to it, and that is Ad kan le ka'om de Beishamai hosam el hechdika deka notes. Beis Hillel is moided that if you're already shechted, I'll rely on the deka notes. But the chachilah, that means that the shovel's already stuck in the sand. And all you're doing is taking the shovel out. So there's no digging here or anything. But according to. If a chachilah to shecht on that reliance, he can't. Beishamai says if the shovel's already in the sand, the chachilah you shecht. That's the only time Beishamai's matter. I will hecha the leka deka nos, but if the shovel was in the ground, Beishamai says you're not allowed to. Loy.
That's what Hillel says.
No, Hillel says that only if you already shechted will rely on the Dekan Nos. But if you didn't shecht the Chatchila and you come to Rav, I have a Dekan Nos, can I shecht? Say no, Bisham is matter. However, in our case, we nami ad kan. So why Bishul Machmer over here more than Shammai? Ad kan lekar Bishul Hocha Ela. Sorry, why is he make over here? Because Shoyvchei Mechir Cholav here, not because we're dispelling Simchas Yamtiv. Here it's so obvious the ladder was dedicated for the Shoyvich, therefore there's no problem. There's no Maris Ayin and nothing. I will Hossam Loy over there. There's no Shoyvchei Mechir Cholav, and there's a problem that you might end up digging whatever it is if it doesn't allow it. Rashi. It's not a question of the Isir and Simchas Yamtiv overrides the Isir. If the Deka was not, there's no Isir involved. That's why he allows it. Aber hechad leke deke nors ike tzad remes chafiro, where there's a chashash that he might be digging, even by shamay loy sharu, does not matter because of sechad yomte, bafilo bafo te tuach, even though that the sand has been all crushed up, we're still worried gzeda, because teichin shu kechafur v'aymez rei darab. We're worried about gzeda, you might break the clumps. Here also there's a chashad, you might end up fixing a roof. So it's not going to allow that. Abu Hassan Loy, and also Basil, why is it easy over here? Because everyone could tell you're not fixing any roofs here. There's no problem. Who's fixing roofs? The Gazim Shukhtisha, Dilmazim, and the Baikhtisha might crush. Over here, there's no chash of anything. Over there, if you're going to allow you to take this decker, well, what? You might next time crush it. There's no chash here. You're taking the ladder to the Shaykh, it's a dedicated ladder of a Shaykh. So there's no chash here. Nothing to do with overriding Simchas Yantivanat. Both machlekes are unrelated to that principle. So what bothered Rabbi Yechon that he came along with such a chiddush to change the names around? Must be something else bothering him. Says maybe it's the next mission. Eli Kasha, maybe what bothered Rabbi Yechon was the following. Hakad Beshami, Emir Shami said the next mission. Lo Yitol, do not take the chickens on Yom Tov. Eli Im Kena Neyem Bodyim. Before Yom Tov, you already not only set aside the chickens, but you already shook each one. You touched it, you felt it, you waited, so you know that you're happy with these chickens. So your mama set it aside. And otherwise, you can't use it. You have Simchas Yom Tov. All you have to do is stand there and say, "Ze v'ze ani noitel." I'm going to take this chicken, that chicken. You don't have to actually be mane. You have to shake it around. Alma, what do we see? Who's more lenient when it comes to Yom Tov? Gabe Simchas Yom Tov. Beis Shammai is more as machmir. If he didn't set it aside and shake it, you can't use it. And Beisil a little cooler. I have a kasha from the first mission of this other way around. Aminu Ashaychi Chayavoy Biyantev. But Abiyachim Uchlef is Biyantev. Kasha from the first mission where Debe Shammai is very lenient and he'll is machmir when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. And therefore, Abiyachim Uchlef is Ashita. Rashi, that's what bothered him. So saying it also no mukts anymore. No mukts what you say. No, but the point is, if Simchas Yom Tov does not push away a small lisa, how can it push away? How can it push away a big lisa? If Shammai's machmir of heroes, he can't even do mukta. So how does it fit in? Rashi, Eli Kasha, Masis, and Hadodi, and you saw the Huzik, Rabbi Yechon, Lahakli, she tossed it to change around the Shita. The Torah, Lahabri, has to change around the words. Kasha, Azu, Achlifa, Loyitl, Minak, Goy, Minak, do not take the change around the words. Rashi, and the Kinna, Neva, Yom, but Loy, Sagi, Bachon, Abedi, Baum, not enough to say a few words. Kinnafar, the Kaman, Timer, Dilma, the Mach, what's the reason? We're scared that the next day, the follow, this is what the Xade is, we're scared the next day, you're gonna, if you don't actually touch the chickens, you look at the chicken, they look ostensibly, oh, just a good juicy chicken, and when you finally pick it up in your hand, you realize there's nothing, it's full of empty air.
So then you
come and
select a different one.
Oh, so then you did mukse. Exactly. Or you have rachmanas in it and you'll change your mind. Rashi's chayis, like the Gemara said, because it's not shumah, it's not fat. I guess you have rachmanas. What's the point of killing a chicken? I'm not going to eat it anyway. Again, the Gemara says, what's the link between the first Mishnah and the Mishnah about the Naneya? Very different. None to do with Simchas Yom Tov. Each one. First of all, at Kanle Amri Bishami, you know why Bishami allows the first missionary because there's no Easter involved at all. There's not a question of Simchas Yom Tov overriding an Easter. There's no Easter. Alech Dika Dekanoz, when there's a shovel already there beforehand, Alech Dika Dekanoz, if there's no shovel, Loi, there's no problem. Inami, and now getting back to the mission of Basil, why Basil suddenly over here is lenient when before he was Mahmed, at Kanle Amri Basil Hach, you know why? Ella, the whole, there's no Easter. You know why no Easter? Kiva, the Muktzahub, the whole problem here is what? Muktzah, that's just to remove free mind, but you, Ed of Yom Tov, if you stand and you say this bird here and this bird here and this chicken here I'm going to take sagi, there's no mukts anymore, there's no issa. It's that question of Simchas Yom Tov pushing away an issa. So to, nothing to do with either mission or the Simchas Yom Tov. I will have some labor over there when there might be an issa involved, you might crush the clumps, there's a problem involved, maybe Rishon Beisil is unhappy. So what's bothering Rabbi Yechonon? Rashi, the moment you change your mind, you cancel the original setting aside. Basil says, "Keep the mukti. Keep the nosel. Enough to be mazmir." So what bothered Rabbi Yechon that forced him to come along and say he swapped the names? Ella ikashi hakashi. Something bothers you. The following bothers you. Beis Shammai, Meshammai says, "Ain noitilines ha'oli." Now I'll take a very thick and wide board that they used to. Sorry. A klutz that they used to use to crush wheat into halves, into third brits, into smaller pieces. So it's a kli shemalachta liiser, and Beshame holds that a kli shemalachta liiser is mukta. You now use it. We hold a kli shemalachta liiser. You're allowed to use it for a thing. It's heti. You're allowed to use it. You know, the term mekayme. all the tzedek gufa. You want to use it, its use before as a paperweight or something mutter. And b'shami asses. So you're not allowed to take this ali lekatziv ola baser to chop meat on it. And beisil is matter. Beisil is lamuks is mutter. So the right now, everybody's understanding the pshat is alma gabe simchas yamtiv. When it comes to simchas yamtiv, b'shami lechumre, he doesn't allow simchas yamtiv to changes to allow this kind of a mukta klisha machlisa beisil lekula. How is that fitting with the first mission? The meaning has a question. B'shami beisil is the one mach beisil shami is mekel. I'm going to be echin muchlev the shita. It's a strong question. Let's change the names around. Fredimot again. What's the comparison link between the two? Again, the first mission has nothing to do with mukta. Memai. It don't do sichas yamtiv. Dima lo yad kalek on b'shami hasam ela hechadika hechdeka nos. The first mission, everything was set aside. There's no isur involved, not because simchas yamtiv pushing away. Avol hechad leke deka nos, but there's no deka nos. Maybe taki holds the asa loy. I over here. Over here again, don't do sichas yamtiv. Inami ad kan leke amri b'shami. Nobody says matir, not because simchas yamtiv overrides the mukta. There is no mukta here. Because a klisha melachta le isur is mutil letzay the gufa and say mekaymei. Since it has a name of Kili, therefore Kili Shemlach Lisa is Mutta, if you want to use it for a Mutta, they could think to cut meat on it. Aval Hassan, but over there, we're worried about you might crush the clumps. And he said, I said, no, you're not allowed to. Rashi. As an Oli Daf of a thick board, you're covered in heavy, you're coaching by Chitim, you crush wheat, the tag, you're tissing by Malach Lisa. Because some of the Shamma Shamma holds, also the Talti, now move around, but you're going to go for the Gufa Kaila, the Malacha, and the Mutta Hain. Tayyikli love Alpha Bisham Lach Lisa, Mutta the Talti, the Gufa, you're going to move to the says you want to write Eli Kasha, what bothered her Kasha? The following mission, the next mission. Shemalach to Lisa. But the Gemara is saying it, don't link it to Eichel Nefesh. Don't do it to Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to take a hammer on Shabbos and use it as a paperweight. Don't do it with Simchas Yantav. Because the Klilat is a lot of use for Malachas of Hetter.
Isn't that only if you don't hold Muktzah? If you hold
Muktzah? No, we hold Muktzah. In today's Halacha, a hammer. You can take it if you want, or your wind is blowing your plates
even
away.
That wasn't your kavanah.
Irrelevant. A klisha malach lisa is mutter letzayd a gufa letzayd a mekayme. So you're allowed to. Nothing to do with. Not because you don't need a dechi of simchas yamtu or anything like that. That's what the point is. So no, the whole premise is wrong. It's irrelevant. Which is also.
This Kaili is
to crush wheat. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov because anything you could have done before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So that activity is not mutter. Without mutter negativity. The following bothered him. Interesting. Bishamai says, a nice thing as a oil leaf nehador, so you're not allowed to place the hide of an animal on the ground. We know people walking and trampling on the violets like tanning the leather. The lo yak be enu, you're not allowed to lift it like initial exais busser. If there's exais meaning, then you're allowed to. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. And basil matin. Basil matin. L'chei why basil matin? Because it is yantif. But what do you mean, yantif? Because if you don't let him, because otherwise, if you don't do something quickly with the hide, it'll get ruined. So if you don't, if he loses the hide, he's not going to shuck the behemoth. We're not flesh eating. Simchas yamtiv, you have to allow him to do something with the hide over yamtiv in a mutadik way. Otherwise, he won't shecht. So we see that simchas yamtiv beis hil is very important. How to find the first mishnah? Alma gabzim yamtiv b'shanu chobeis hil kula. But I mean, we learn the first mishnah sheicher chayboi yamtiv. Amar di farabiyach and it's answer buchlev as a shita. Rashi ain't noise the oish. We're going through every mission in this paper. Ain't noise the oish. Who should be yamtiv? Strip the yamtiv of nedarish and laish techenet. Don't spread out the mokhi zaraglayim where people walk. So that would say the ibud. You want the tanit shemas abedidish. People walk and they tanit. But some of the things are that the mission is yamtiv. The loish shodis loish one shech. The mizgale came. Sorry, right. Again, says the Gemara, Mimai. Again, what's the link? Dilma, Loi, Ad Kalakan Bisham, why over there with the first mission, Loi, Hadika, Deka, Nose, Hadika, Deka, Nose, Loi, not Inami, Ad Kalakan Bisil, Hochin, over here. Over here, the Chazi, Lemizga, Layo, you can use it as a tablecloth. Nothing to do with Simchas Yamtiv, since you can use it, people used to sit on it. They used to spread it out, and you used to use it as a sitting on. It shouldn't get dirty. Since you can use it the way it is, therefore, you're allowed to do it. I will hustle Loi, but over there, with the Xeda, you might crush the clumps, you're not allowed to. But they didn't. It wasn't until the afternoon, so it wasn't that long. Here, maybe it was the night before they shechted. Rashi, the musical like Ken Hoisi Shivas. They used to sit Shaychim Begadim Agabekai to spread it out in Smachim Selim the Yeshal Abekain as they sit on the knees, kufim bent. Kidamim Sochim, Habi Zagigan Abirche the Hadodi. We used to lean each other knees when it's Ashtichas the Yontiv. Rashi said they actually sat on the knees. You're not supposed to sit on your knees. So they sit on the knees, and the knees get, you know, sit, dig into the ground. They had this cloth or this leather hide, you know, to prevent them getting all dirty. So again, what's going on here? Eli Kasha Kasha. They don't recline a little. Because when we learned the Gemara there, we were sitting and leaning on each other's knee. But I just think they actually sat on the knees. By the Gemara, I'll tell you what bothered him. That could be the Yeshud Al Birken. Okay, maybe. Eli Kasha Hok, the following issue. Shami said, are you allowed to open a store on Yom Tov and sell on Yom Tov? And as Rashi says, provided, we'll see tomorrow, provided that they don't, you don't mention price and nothing. You just walk in, take, and then work it out after the Yom Tov. Exactly. Now, in those days, they used to have these doors, these shutters.
I saw a sign in a store in America that said, in God we trust, everyone else pays cash.
Yeah, exactly. But you're not allowed to go writing a theory, so don't talk about money, and then you're allowed to. But the problem is the shutters. The shutters were like much like binyan, because they used to fit in with pegs and everything else. Can you open and close on Yom Tov? That's the Gemara. Beis Shammai says, no, Ein Misalkin. They used to all open the stores on Yom Tov. Everyone had the stores open on Yom Tov. Ein Misalkin, he was not allowed to open and close those doors. Beis Hillel Matidin. Afla Hagzin, not only to open it, even to close it. Alma, why? Because it was Yom Tov, but people won't have what to eat on Yom Tov. So we see the Yom Tov, Bisham, the Chubbis, the Kul, but I mean, I will learn the Shaykh, Chai, Bisham, 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 the Kasha, again, the same reason, said before, it's not a question. Horsen, Dika, Dekan, no, talk, Lekan, no. Ela, Basil, Basil, Kasha, have a problem, Basil, Basil, before Sir Yom Tov didn't bother him over here, Sir Yom Tov, he allows everything. I'm going to be Yechel, Mukhalef, the shit. Inam, another answer we can give you without having to swap the names around again, has nothing to do with Yom Tov. Beis Hill doesn't have a problem with the doors. You know why? Because he has a rule, Ein Binyan B'Kelim. What's the problem? Building. There's no problem. The problem is only permanent fixtures. These shutters are considered Kelim. But they were worried about grinding clump. We'll continue to the bottom of the page. Rashi. Tracing dalsa chalain stores chenuisha soigin men chalais to close the window at night. Umesalkin oisamim take over by David nois nois of name. They should put in front of them. These shutters turned into tables. That's where they put they displayed their wares, their merchandise. The shayt chalain tavlin. They should put over their spices. Limkel rabin. The big thing, the big seller on Yom Tov was spices. Over Yom Tov mutter likem mechenivini hamakir oisay. Look at the conditions that Rashi says you're allowed to. You're only allowed to sell if he knows you. What's important that he knows you? I guess that he wants to write down. He wants to write down. No, that's how didn't ask you. He wants to write down who he owes him. Then it's a friendship, maybe not a business. Like a matana, a matana. Or bevachla yeskes chumeka. Two things: you have to be friends, you have to know you at least acquaintance, and you're not allowed to talk about some. How in the world is this guy going to remember everything? But who's who? It's the onus is on the buyer to remember.
He has to be makir, because I know if Shimon will come and after Yom Tov will tell me I took this and this, and I remember that.
Okay. It actually have a hazard. Please go back. I mean, close the chazal. The badish lo tzedek lo tzedek. I feel who. I mean, I'm in the kelim tichel. I'm tzedek mi have it. Still tichel. Because shenle mi matzah the chilas gil kamen. Almost the yadam akil make a catch of itil. So we answer that is no binyan kelim at all. And a little bit tichet doesn't bother us. So we answer that even though maybe if there's only simchas against tichet, maybe simchas all right. But where there's a chash of an isi, my grind it, we're not going to lie. Next mission. You shouldn't take the birds. You shucked them by yom during the day. You can stand and say, I'll take these birds. Says the Gemara. There used to be a custom that the first set of birds, of baby birds, that were chickens that were born, you don't get rid of straight away because there's a certain bond that takes place between the parents, the hen and rooster, and whatever it is, or the birds and the children. So the machleik is the first bricha that you might have rachmanis. You see that bond between between the kids and the mother, you don't want to take them away. But you say, oh, we're not worried. Then you change your mind. They're already much more callous and you're detached.
Well,
Rashi.
You
might change your mind.
But why are you going to change your mind?
Because you see that the you shake it before Yom Tov, then you come back, you leave it there. Come back, you're about to take it. You see the mother standing, longing eyes on this thing, and you're not going
to
take it.
And according to Basil, when you point to it, what's enough can you know?
Basil does not worry that you're going to change your mind. If you decided before Yom Tov, I'm going to take this, we don't believe that you're going to change your mind. That kind of bond between, it's not like an animal, proper animal. It's much less.
Then what's the practical difference between
Bishama
and
Basil? You're not allowed to, unless you take it when you shake it physically, then you did a mice to show that you're not going to change your mind. If you actually physically picked up the chicken, that means that's a very determined. So you're not choish, you're going to change your mind. But if you just said words are cheap, and you said, I'm going to take these birds tomorrow, we're scared that you see then how close the mother is, you're going to change your mind. But he'll say, we're not worried you're going to change your mind. It's only chickens. People don't have that kind of a relationship. Rashi, we can show, look at Rashi explains. Derech Megadli Yoinim Lahaniach Brich Rishoyne Shal Kol Shana, the first year's offspring, Lias Tzavas La'ima, they're very close to the mother. Gazrin and Kishokul Lumachi, take them out, Austin will change your mind. V'chayis, this is the chayis comes in. He sees the relationship will have Rahman, comes out, you pick up the bird to take it, then you see the mother's longing eyes, you put it back. I mean, you right now picked up the bird, it's Mukta. However, if you shook it yesterday, and you did something with it yesterday, then even Meshamish made you not worry you're going to change your mind. Bricha is kubi blash. A patch. The winter time they stop giving birth. Is that the case today? In the winter they don't lay eggs. They don't have chickens. That's one version. This is your question. Why b'chal even say lema? Why didn't you just say b'chal? Let's just say Erev Shabbos. Tomorrow I'm taking from here, and that's it. Why does he have to point out which ones he's taking? Because what's your whole vart? That tomorrow, whichever ones I take, is a raya breda retroactive. This is what I wanted all along. Maybe Basil doesn't agree with breda. Can be, but now we learned Hames Bebayis, the dinner. If you have a mace in the house, everything in the house goes to Hamek. And then if you have a door, and you have many doors, but you know which door you're planning to take it out from, then the arch of the door, everything there is Tamek, but all the other doors are Mutter. What about Hames Bebayis, Veloy Psochim Harbor, many openings, and we don't know which opening you're going to use. They're either all open or they're all closed. Then Kulam Tamek, every single doorway, the doorway itself, on both sides of the door, everything is tummy, because maybe you can use that door for the take the mace out, so therefore it's tummy. What about Niftach Echman? You open one of the doors, just demonstrate that's the one you can take the mace out from. Who tummy? That door is tummy. The coolant time, all time. That everybody agrees to. Now what happens? Chishav lohoi tziyoi be'echman. You only thought about taking out one of the doors. Be'chaloin chiyesh boi albo albo. But you didn't actually do it yet, but you intended to. Then, and then when you do take it out, Breda, all along, that was the opening you want to take it out. That's the only one that becomes tummy, and the rest are all tight. All the other arches are tight. Only provided you thought about it before the mace died, and then as soon as the mace died, you definitely were going to take it out that door. You already decided which one you're taking. We're not relying on breda at all. You already made the decision before the person died. And that, because no breda. And Basil, I mean, you didn't decide till after the mace died. So for a few minutes, all the doors are tummy. But since he made a decision afterward, this is the door, then retroactively, it's from the moment the mace died, that's the doorway and everything else is tight. So we see, Basil holds a breda. So why, when it comes to the birds, did he have to point out exactly which bird? Just say from here, and afterwards, tomorrow, when you choose the bird, we'll say, breda, that's the ones you wanted all along. That's the most question. Says his mother, it's not so poshut. They still does not believe in breda. I was protected by the mace. Ha'it b'ralo didn't we learn Amar Abba? Rabba says letayet es apsochi mikan al haba. That they still never meant to say that retrospectively it's mutter. That everything that let's say 20 minutes later made a decision that during those 20 minutes any kale in the doorways remain tar, except that one you. That's not what he meant at all. He meant that if you put any kale afterwards, it'll become tar. According to Bishamai, too late. If 10 minutes go by from the mace died before you made a decision, then the rest of the arches are tummy also, because once for 10 minutes they were tummy, how does the tummy leave? So even if you put afterwards kale, it'll become tummy. Beis Hillel says, no, once you made a decision from that moment and onwards, that's the door that's tummy, the rest are tummy. But it's not retroactive. And therefore, nobody agrees in Breda. So therefore, that's why Beis Hillel holds. By the birds, you have to choose which bird. Rava answers, La'ilah l'mafreya. Beis Hillel does hold a breda. So you ask the question, why does he have to designate which birds? You know why? You know why he has to designate, say it? If you don't say, just say stop from here, tomorrow you come and start picking up birds and look fat, and once you pick up in your hand, you see they're not fat, you put them back down. Oh, so not using it, you just pick up muktzah. But if you stand there and you look at the birds very closely and you say, okay, this is the bird I'm going to take, then you must have checked it out already. Even though you didn't touch it, you checked it out, so we're not chayshed that you were wrong and tomorrow you're going to change your mind. Obviously, they're able to recognize, you say this is the bird and you recognize it the next day. How do you recognize
it? We had that Rashi described as a shape, but different birds live in different holes.
Yeah, but you've recognized within that which bird? On the Shemira. Erev Yom Tov.
Correct.
Basil says, Oymed v'oymer. Zeb is any night. Because we're scared, it'll turn out to be a shamun, a kachush. You can't.
Yeah, but what if it's going to use that in the afternoon? So even though what you're rejecting
today, you have to definitely use it. If you didn't, it was muktzah. Yeah, you have to definitely use it. No, because right now it's definitely muktzah, so something you'll use it. You can't. In other words, you can't reject. If you pick up a bird you didn't set aside, you're saying right, you have to set it aside, because otherwise you can't do that. It says clearly, lo yita, you're not allowed to choose birds on your own. Let's just finish two more lines. So even according to Basil, the only time you allow a shecht on Yom Tov is by the birds, if you already set it aside before Yom Tov. Otherwise, you can't go on Yom Tov and shecht. You can't go in the morning and say, I'm going to shecht. It's too late. It sounds from here that you have to physically pick it up and pick it up to know. And yet, the Erev Yom Tov, all Hill says you got to say. You don't have to pick it up. That's only Erev Yom Tov. Avad Yom Tov also. Erev Yom Tov allow you to say. But on Yom Tov, it's not good enough. Why? The zimnin the mishtak cheshman in chushim. You look at it and you think, oh, it's fat, and it turns out to be if it's very skinny. Or chushim shmeinim. Comes out you were touching things that are not raw at all. It was Erev Yom Tov, you would have checked it out a bit more. Inami zimnin the mishtak chekulu chushim. Or it turns out to be that all of them are skinny. You walk away, but you don't look at it first. If you look at it, Yom Tov, you will see whether the Bechal is something to work with here. Otherwise, you go to another coop. So therefore, we're worried. Just do it tomorrow.